Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for having me.
You guys know Brooke, Miss Lady Efron.
Hi, guys.
You know her from Brooke and Connor, Make a Podcast.
Adweek's Comedy Podcast of the Year.
Obsessed. Oh,
please.
Oh, really? Yeah, you guys were Adweek's Comedy Podcast of the Year, number one.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yes.
That's sweet.
I can believe it.
That's very sweet. Thank you. I didn't realize that that's like a pretty big thing,
Adweek?
So I'm very excited.
And, yeah, it's also good for advertisers,
and
too.
Proud.
Like, hopefully you'll get some, you know, all the advertisers read that magazine. And they're subscribed to the newsletter and they're going to say, well, where do we want to spend our podcast money?
Oh, well, Brooke
and Connor.
Adore.
Yeah.
Do you read magazines?
No.
Did you read any as a young girl?
As a young girl?
As a young girl.
Yeah, I read Teen Vogue.
Teen Vogue. That was the one?
I read
like
Teen Vogue.
Tiger Beat.
And
or...
then, and of course, Tiger Beat, J14, et cetera.
17.
And then whatever, like the highlights, things that were like in the therapist's office.
Oh, highlights. I remember those.
Highlights in National Geographic.
I only liked highlights for the back where there was the puzzle.
Yes,
that was
I loved,
like hidden little images. You had to find all of them.
Yep, love those.
And then if you got in highlights, you could also submit like your pictures or things that you had like made in art class and get in the back of highlights.
Loved highlights.
My friend's older brother got in highlights and I thought he was like so famous.
I bet. That is so cool.
Very
good.
Cool.
Claim to fame.
How's Zac Efron doing?
He's okay. Thanks for asking. He is fine. He said that he is doing well, and thanks for the well wishes.
Yes, it looked like he was doing some bench presses with some dumbbells.
Yeah. So he seems to be doing well.
We don't know exactly what the incident was. We just know that it was around a pool at a villa.
He was face down in a pool.
Oh, he was in the water.
I think he was unconscious in the water. That's my understanding when I read face down in the pool, had to be retrieved by
And the villa workers found him.
Villa workers
and they
found
thought
him.
That it was best for him to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I think he was like kind of fine whenever he got out, but then as a precaution.
Do you think like he dove too far in the shallow end?
No, like I don't think he hit his head or I know nothing, by the way. There's nothing out about it. But I feel like if you hit your head, like you would obviously go to the hospital.
Absolutely.
But like I'm thinking maybe he just like fainted.
Who's he with too?
I don't know. He did not tell me, Matt.
You spoke to this man?
No, I have not spoken to Zac Efron.
Do you know
Efron.
Who this man is?
Zac Efron?
Yeah.
The actor, yeah.
Yeah. From what, Mike?
Oh, God. High School Musical?
Yes. Yeah. 10 points.
Yeah.
To name
right?
one of a very long, extensive,
but now
gorgeous
he's in the
catalog.
Wrestler movie.
Yes,
yeah, I still
the
haven't
Iron
seen
Claw.
That.
I haven't seen that either. Apparently,
you
it's
haven't
really good.
Seen
no,
it. No,
I haven't seen
You're
it.
You're Lady Efron.
I know. I'm embarrassed. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, Lady Efron is Zac Efron.
Yes.
I always thought it was Nora Efron.
No, that's EPH.
Yeah, EPH.
But Lady Efron was my email address.
Because you were going to be Miss.
Because I wanted to be Mrs. Efron, but that was taken.
Did you ever end up meeting him?
I was at that premiere of A Family Affair, his new movie that he was at.
Yes.
And Matt, I was literally a hair away from him mustering up the courage to say something, and I chickened.
Did we cut all of that out of our podcast episode?
I don't think so.
Oh, we didn't? It's
no,
in there.
No, I think it's in there.
Okay, we workshopped yeah, how you would approach that.
Yeah, and I couldn't close.
It didn't happen.
Could not close.
Well, maybe next time.
And he just got found
maybe
in
next
a pool?
Time, yeah.
Yes.
Where? In America?
In Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Do you say Ibiza or Ibiza?
I say Ibiza because I think it's just...
Well, Mike Posner took a pill in Ibiza. He doesn't say Ibiza in the song.
I don't really know where I fall on that. I just say Ibiza. I feel a little pretentious saying it with
I would say
TH.
Ibiza.
I feel like when you're in Ibiza, you should say Ibiza.
Is it possible he just drank a little too much and maybe...
I thought he's sober.
Went for a nap?
Oh, I don't know that he's sober.
Oh.
But I think it probably, again, know nothing. Don't mean to spread any misinformation about Zac Efron's medical condition. But I'm thinking it was just some sort of like... conk out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we hope he's well. We've heard he's
He's bench pressing, so he seems to be doing well.
Oh, he's posted since.
Yeah, he posted things for the well wishes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you send him well wishes?
Of course. Okay.
Brooke, what was your score on the New York Times crossword today? Can we guess?
Did you do it today?
Well, here's the thing that I want to preface with. I've reframed the way I do the crosswords. I used to do it for a time, and now I do it as a wind down experience after I've taken a gummy. So when the gummy starts to hit.
Make it a little challenging?
It makes it a little bit more challenging. So my time is definitely longer.
Okay.
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 So it is not reflective of my sober headspace skill. It is more of a post-gummy reflection.
And are we doing this for every day or just a Monday?
Monday and Tuesday and sometimes Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't even tried it. You're waiting for it to do it later?
Huh?
You're waiting. You haven't done it yet today.
No. No, I get impatient. I did it last night.
Oh, you did it last night.
Yeah, sometime in the tens.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good.
Not
that's
horrible,
good.
But like I think without, not to toot my own horn, but without a gummy, I think I would maybe be 7 to 8.
Yeah. Or you might have been, I was 6:57 today.
That's really great, Mike.
That Thank is you. Really good.
Which I was not expecting because going across, I got maybe less than half. But then once the downs came in, I just blasted through the downs. And there was not one thing I didn't know. Like sometimes you have to guess.
Yeah.
I didn't have to guess on one of them. I was
I wasn't seeing waffle iron. I wasn't seeing it.
Okay.
I don't call
waffle
it
waffle iron jumped out at me.
To me, it's a waffle maker.
I agree.
I don't call it a waffle iron.
I agree, Matt, but
though I do
sometimes
love
we have to be flexible.
Yeah. this one also, which I love, is when you type the last letter in and it completes it. Sometimes you'll type the last letter and it says, ooh, sorry, and then you have to go find your mistake.
Yep.
Yes.
That'll add an easy 1 to 2 minutes.
Yep.
But when you don't have a mistake you need to go back and find, easy.
Goosebumps.
I will say, and I may have said this out loud before, but we have the mini spelling bee. Gives you a little friend chart.
Oh, the leaderboard.
You're on
There's
this.
A mini spelling
no,
bee?
No, the mini crossword.
Oh, mini sorry, crossword. Did I say spelling bee?
You
sorry.
Did say spelling
bee. The mini crossword that there's like a leaderboard. Brooke's on it. You're on it. I think Aaron, Patricia, and I think I'm pretty good. I'll do like 28 seconds, 34 seconds, and I cannot imagine it's physically possible for a human being to do it faster. And without fail, every single time I think I've broken a world record, Brooke has me beat by at least 5 to 10 seconds.
Well, you know, I've stopped doing it completely.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. I've stopped doing it completely.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to be an elitist, but I'm not challenged enough by the mini anymore.
It's way too quick.
30 seconds is not really worth it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cause I like something that at least sucks me in and kills a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need a time chunk to
28
take out of my
seconds.
Day.
What That's are we nothing. Doing here? Yeah.
Once I started being able to do the Wednesday crosswords, the mini became, I can't even look at it.
But I do want to put it on record. I don't think that there's a human being that can do the mini faster than Brooke ever
There are many.
I don't think it's physically possible. You can't type that many words per second.
I think if you get them all on the first go, like all
Straight
going
across.
And don't have to go down, then that's when you can get like a 10 second.
Do you think you could do it even faster on a computer than your phone?
Yeah. I think so.
I love doing
a
crossword
I've never
on the computer.
Tried.
Oh.
I will say it adds about 15 seconds when I do it on my iPad.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you could do it faster completely.
I am kind of with you though, because now the Mondays, when I do them, all I'm trying to do is get the fastest time and it's not even fun.
It's not even fun.
I'm like for six
Take
minutes,
a gummy.
I'm just anxiety. It's just anxiety. I got to get it done. I don't want to.
I'm thinking about you and you most of the time.
That's what I'm thinking about. I just want to get the fastest time.
I know.
But it's the worst when you set it down and you realize it's still been going the entire time.
Oh, that
time.
Hurts. I did that with the Sunday this week.
Devastating.
Did By you do the
way,
Sunday?
I tried after seeing you did it for an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, the 30 minutes was because of one word. I was, I think, done. I had everything filled out at around like 58.
That's incredible.
I was checking it for probably over 20 minutes and I was like, I am positive. I'm positive that there is nothing wrong with this puzzle. So I asked people on Instagram, like, can I send somebody who's completed the Sunday crossword my finished Sunday? Because I need you to find the typo that does not exist.
Okay.
And it turns out one of the acrosses, the clue was like looking at something like with your mouth agape. Or that wasn't, it was something like that. And it was gawk. And gawk fit perfectly.
Yeah.
But it was actually gawp, which I've never heard of in my life.
I hate it when they do that to you.
I tried after seeing that you did the Sunday. I did 30 minutes and I got maybe 10% of the puzzle. And then I just hit solve, and then I looked through it, and I said, I couldn't, you could give me a million years. So
I need to start hitting solve when I truly am at my roadblock with it.
Because then you
learn. Walk away not really learning anything, just accepting defeat.
Yeah. But you did it the gold, no hints.
Well,
nothing.
I prefer, rather than doing auto check, to simply cheat and Google.
Oh, you'll Google before.
I'll Google if there's like, if I'm towards the end and I'm like, there's no amount of staring at this that will help me.
Yep.
At all. Like, I just don't know the answer.
I don't know who the 14th Augustine
I don't know.
Cathedral.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll Google.
Yeah. I support that.
Yeah.
Do you do Wordle?
I do. My routine is Wordle, connections, strands.
Okay.
Have you been doing Hank Green's hard mode with connections?
I enjoyed it when I did it with you, Mike.
Yes.
But I feel like doing it on my own isn't as fulfilling.
We've talked about this before. Remind me what the hard mode is.
All you have to do is get purple as your first one. You don't need to get it. You don't. You can make mistakes, but your purple has to be the first one. So you kind of need to solve all of them in your brain, hold that in your brain to solve the easier ones, and then you find what's left. And
can
then
you
purple.
Do it on paper first?
No, you can't use a pen and paper.
I don't like the holding it in your brain piece.
Yeah, I showed it to Brooke on over the weekend, and she did it first try.
That was a couple drinks in.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you kind of like, what I do is I'll tap in the first four that I think, and then I'll use my fingies to cover the other four. So then you're kind of looking at like, you only have...
Where are you putting the phone
like
down?
On the table or something. So you have four selected. Those are eliminated. Then you put your fingies over the other four, and now you're down to basically one more round. And I do it every day now, and it's way more exhilarating for me.
I have been finding that the purple has been coming easier to me than the yellow recently. The yellow is feeling impossible recently, which is supposed to be the easiest.
I'm just happy to get it.
Yeah.
And if I don't
I
get
love it,
one,
Matt. That's
I
what we
really,
love about you.
I don't, it, I have to get all four. And if I don't get it, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. If he like makes a mistake, I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen
today.
Do you
do strands?
Explain strands. Is it just word searching kind of?
No, it's a little bit more complex, Matt.
It's worse.
It's okay. So they give you an overarching theme of the puzzle, and the puzzle looks like a word search.
Give me an example.
So let me open it today.
Okay.
Let's see what we're working with today.
Just so you know, I think it's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. And I'll tell you why.
Is it? Wait, you're thinking.
I hate it.
Oh,
it doesn't make any sense.
No. Let me explain.
Okay.
So the theme today, the overarching theme, is rolling in it. Okay, and then there's just like a word search.
What does that mean to you, rolling in it?
What
comes to your brain?
Rich.
Roll,
I think,
okay.
Like Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so then you start to look for words.
Rolling in like mud, pigs, like sigh, pig pen.
Well, no, she's saying it's rolling
so
in.
So let
like,
me, let's approach this. Let's pretend you didn't think rich immediately. Let's pretend you have no idea what rolling means.
Okay.
Okay, you can just start looking for words. Every word that you get, if it doesn't apply to the theme, it goes towards your like hints bank. Like it'll help you get a hint later.
Okay.
And then the words that are related are part of the puzzle. Now you're looking for like six little words that have to do with rolling in it and one big word, which is the spanagram, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And the big word is like an even more precise way to say the theme of the puzzle.
Just six little words and one big word and that's it and you're done?
Yeah. So today it was something rich was the big word. I did it on my iPad. But like money was one of the small words.
Dough.
Affluent. And then.
The problem is, Matt, is you can go diagonal, up, down, left, right, and backwards. So it's there's like an extra variable, which creates an order of magnitude.
That's
more,
what we're doing on Spelling Bee.
It's kind of like Spelling Bee. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
Well, the challenge is not using any hints, I think.
Right.
And I've never.
And are the hints even that helpful?
Well, they literally just tell you the answer.
Yeah, they reveal it. Like, if you get three wrong in a row, it'll be like, sorry, you're clearly not getting this. Here's an answer.
Okay.
And then you, yeah.
Yeah. I think using hints defeats the game.
Got it.
So your routine, though, is Wordle.
Wordle, connections, then strands.
Oh, Wordle, connections, then strands.
And there was a strands recently that I did not get.
Do you typically get everyone every day?
Yes, except for this one that was like types of blades, which I just like don't know enough about blades.
Katana, cutlass,
razor blades,
sheath,
EP.
I think razor was one. But other than that, didn't
and
get
we're
it.
Not doing spelling bee. We've all retired from spelling bee.
If I'm like sitting at the airport, maybe.
Right.
I'll
it's
do
not
it,
a daily one.
But
the spelling bee haunts my mind through the rest of the day. Like, I can't listen to conversations if I've been playing the spelling bee and it's not complete. Like, I'm just thinking about those letters over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll open it, see if I can get the pantagram.
Like those behind you right now, all I would be thinking about is spelling bee.
Yes,
from
when I was deep
that.
In my spelling bee obsession, I would like Queen's Gambit. It on the ceiling. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try doing a relaxed
crossword
puzzle.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I want to get the joy of, that's what the theme of the puzzle was, or that's what the clue that I didn't get that was kind of a pun versus just like, I missed it. Like, right. I didn't even see it.
Have you ever tried a can?
What do you mean
by
that?
One of those weed drinks?
Oh, no, I don't do any marijuana.
You don't do any weed products?
Mike can't consume cannabis.
No.
Even if it's in a drink, you think?
I don't think I want any. I can't.
Just at the lowest dose.
They're teeny tiny little drinks.
I'd rather just have a beer, honestly. I don't know. Okay. I haven't had THC in my system at this point.
Maybe best not to start.
Yeah,
probably. What type of gummies do you take?
I don't know the name off the top of my head, but I could describe the package.
Okay,
that's
describe
helpful. It's just white.
Oh.
It's just white with a flower on it.
Yeah. I love El Camino gummies. Those are my go-to
ones. Yeah, those are the
ones.
Classics.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. I usually go for whatever one is called Bliss. Like all these
yes,
different
the green
brands.
One.
All different brands have a Bliss.
Yeah.
And I'll usually just pick that.
I love Chill too.
Yeah.
Chill's really nice and Excite, but I get a little too pepped up for that one.
You don't want Psychotic Break?
No.
I had a few psychotic breaks and it was really scary.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing worse than a weed-induced psychotic break.
And you can't just Google how to get unhigh because there's no.
No.
Yeah, you're trapped.
All you can do is like Google, what things to tell myself when I'm panicking.
Right, right. Oh, that's a good thing to Google.
Yeah, I was talking to my therapist years ago about this and I was like, I enjoyed my nighttime gummy so much and it was really just like a part of my day that I looked forward to and helped me relax. And then I had this one bad experience and it's just like completely ruined for me. And it just sucks because that was like the part of my day I looked forward to. And then she, in order to help me kind of get through that, left me a voicemail that I could listen to.
Wow.
When I would get paranoid and it was her and she was just like, you're safe. Everything is good. I'm here if you ever need me. And I had that
for a while. Did you ask her to send that to you or she offered that up?
That's a good question. I think I said something about like offhandedly joking, like maybe I'll just call you next time. And she was like, oh, I can just leave you a voicemail.
What a great therapist.
She was a doll. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, sometimes canceling subscriptions can be a little bit tough, but we are avid users of Rocket Money, and I have had subscriptions that I forgot about, and I get this reminder, hey, are you still using XYZ service? And I'm like, actually, I'm not. But with Rocket Money, one click, they cancel it for you, and we love Rocket Money.
Yeah, most Americans think they spend about $62 a month on subscriptions, but get this, the real number is closer to $300. That is literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which we've probably forgotten about. But thankfully, I started using Rocket Money and they found a bunch of subscriptions that I had forgotten about, and then they helped me cancel the ones I did not want anymore, like magazine subscriptions, streaming services that I definitely do not use at all.
So what is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
And with Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions in one place and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions and saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That's rocketmoney.com/hoot. Say it with me, Matt.
rocketmoney.com/hoot.
And now back to the episode.
Brooke, there's a new Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh movie coming out. What's the name of it?
Is We live in time.
What do you know about it? How excited for you about this movie? Are you going to be able to handle it?
All good questions, Matt.
What are we going through?
Excitement level is off the charts. That being said, I will come out of that theater on a stretcher with an IV.
Is the trailer out for it?
The trailer is out. It's definitely like an adult The Fault in Our Stars.
Right.
Hi.
It's an adult Fault in Our Stars. Okay, so they both, are suffering from illnesses?
No, I think it's they meet, fall in love, happy, have a kid, she gets cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this based on a book?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe Walk to Remember kind of vibes too.
I just can't. And he's always, Andrew has not really been in one uplifting film.
Spider-Man.
Gwen dies.
Oh, right. Okay. Spoiler alert.
So, sorry, I feel like that's okay. You guys should have seen Andrew Spider-Man at this point. But yeah, he has not. He can't catch a break.
No, not at all.
I would love for him to just do a rom-com.
Are you happy that it's Florence Pugh in this? And that she's the one loving your man, Andrew Garfield?
I feel safe in her hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. I feel love that Florence. Way with my celebrity crushes. If they're going to be on screen with somebody else, it has to be somebody I approve
that
of.
You endorse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited and also scared for what it's going to do to me because illness related movies and books stay with me a lot longer than anything else. And that tied with Andrew being in it, I can't even imagine.
Mm. Why do you think that is? Why do those types of movies stay with you like
that? I think, it's also the theme of finally finding the love of your life and then have something ripping it away, especially a sickness that just, I literally cannot imagine.
It's gut-wrenching.
That sounds that is my worst nightmare, I think.
And then especially watching your ultimate celebrity crush go through that too. Yeah. You're just it feels like they're also dying in your own eyes.
Have you ever seen the movie Breathe starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy?
I have not.
I don't think so, no.
Matt, you would like it.
Breathe,
it's about, he plays Robin Cavendish, who was the first man to be on a respirator because he had polio.
Oh.
And he was the first man to leave the hospital.
He got out of, was he in an iron lung in it?
He was in an iron lung in the hospital and then somehow developed a portable respirator to bring home. And he lived a very meaningful life with his respirator. And he left the house because he was in such a depression in the hospital, not being able to move. He had no will to live.
And this is Andrew Garfield playing the main character?
Yes.
Wow.
And this is a real story. Robin Cavendish is a real person.
I have to watch this. Yeah. When did this come out?
A while ago.
Okay.
And it's called Breathe?
Breathe.
It's a good name for the movie.
Yeah.
And in the new one, who gets the illness?
Florence.
A little dark.
Which is honestly, I would rather him.
What? Are you about to say something?
Well, if she gets the illness, that means that he becomes single and then you could swoop in and be with
him. No, Mike, here's the thing. One, it's fiction.
True.
Two, I would honestly rather see him die than watch him grieve the loss of the love of his life. Wow. That is more painful to me.
What is going on?
I mean, I guess we have neighbors upstairs now, Matt, that are moving furniture around. Hopefully, if you hear that on the audio, that's what that is. No one's making any bodily noises. If you hear any screeching and scratching.
And if we did, that would be okay, too.
Brooke, what is your go-to hoagie order? This was a very top comment, and I feel like I've seen this comment in the past when I've asked the Facebook group these questions.
Yeah.
What's the order?
I'd be happy to answer that. I am a bare-bones turkey hoagie girl.
Okay.
Turkey, lettuce.
Cold turkey.
Tomato, cold turkey. Did I say lettuce? Turkey, lettuce, tomato, a little bit of mayo, and oil.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Where's your preferred place to order a hoagie from? Is it a Wawa?
That was another thing.
Wawa.
People were saying go to Wawa orders.
But honestly, there was this place near my house that I always got a turkey hoagie from that I'm blanking on the name of right now.
Was it a chain or a one-off location?
A one-off location.
Okay.
Maybe Narberth Pizza or something that had the greatest turkey hoagie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
Yeah. Next time you're on the main line outside of
Philadelphia. Do you like mustard?
No, I don't like mustard, actually.
Not at all. Not even some spicy mustard?
I'm not revolted
mustard.
By it, but I would never choose to put it in my mouth.
What about ranch?
I don't like ranch as a dipping sauce either. I like it on a Cobb salad. I'm kind of a weird eater.
You like it on a Cobb salad?
Yeah.
But you're not going to... Let's say you get a Domino's order like we did in London.
Right.
I
would never
London.
Dip the pizza into the ranch.
I really don't like Domino's ranch, to be honest.
No, it's not good.
It's like borderline frosting. It's way too sweet.
Well, no, they make a frosting that looks very similar to ranch. Are you sure you haven't gotten that?
Yes, no, the ranch is just too sweet. You think I'm dipping into the frosting from Domino's thinking it's ranch?
They look similar. I know that we're not necessarily ordering Domino's when we're all in the clearest state of mind. Could be, you know, a couple drinks.
Speak for yourself.
It's too
sweet. When was the last time either of you had Domino's when there was not alcohol in your system?
I actually don't like Domino's.
Probably not since
London, really. No, I have a lot of friends that love Domino's. And I think coming from like East Coast pizza, I can't do any sort of like fast food pizza.
It's not pizza. It's Domino's. It's its own category.
Not to be a snob.
It's not pizza. It's Domino's.
That's how I look at it. I look at it as a separate category. Yeah. If you want to get pizza, we'll get pizza. If you want to get Domino's, that's its own thing.
I do. I do hate to say that I agree with that.
Yep.
Why do you hate to say that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm being a pizza snob.
We are pizza snobs from the East Coast. Yeah. We're allowed to be.
I guess you're right, Mike.
One of our contributions to society is...
Do you ever buy a pizza and you feel like it's not crispy enough and therefore you will heat it up in your oven just to add a little bit of crisp?
I typically will order it well done when we place the order.
You tell
them, hey, can you make it well done?
You can even say that at Domino's and they'll make it well done?
That's the place to say it.
I never knew this. Yeah. Is that on the app?
You could do it in the notes. It's not a standard option. You'll have to either call them or put it in the notes. Extra well done, please.
Okay.
And they know that. It's a thing.
Domino's coupons stress me out.
It is overwhelming.
Because you got store coupons and then we got national coupons. And they make you choose. And the math between the deals, I can't figure out what is genuinely the best deal I'm getting from the Domino's.
You got to build your pizza profile.
And I got plenty of Domino's points.
Pizza points, and then you can use those to redeem. Do you have that pizza profile, Brooke?
No, I don't. I didn't even know there were pizza profiles.
You can be saving a lot of money on the pizza profiles.
Well, I don't really order Domino's.
We're live from Willy Wonka's studio today.
That's how it feels
right now.
It's
all sorts of hissing and whomping.
I wonder if it's
picking up. Oh, Brooke, a fellow 4'11 girly wants to know where you get your jeans.
Ooh, good question. I have really been struggling with jeans recently, and I haven't worn. I don't think I've worn jeans in months. I'm not answering your question. Okay. I like Madewell. I like American Eagle. And I think that's it for now.
Okay.
J. Crew actually has really good jeans.
Are you not wearing jeans right now because it's the summertime?
Because of the heat.
Yeah, the heat.
But you don't have to get your jeans hemmed for being 4'11".
I cut them.
You cut them. Oh. Okay, maybe that's a hack because the girl was saying that she was sick of getting hers hemmed all the time.
I cut them, but I honestly am over it. Like, I should just be getting them hemmed because I don't like the cut look anymore. But
Work a sewing machine? Do you own a sewing machine?
No, Matt, and I really want to learn.
I feel like you would be such a good sewing machine gal.
I just like it is so daunting.
Yeah, it is. Like all the different types of spools and getting them nice and threaded.
I would just get overwhelmed, but I should.
Okay,
right.
Cool. I hope hopefully you make that happen.
Oh my God, if I could hem my own stuff, I'd be unstoppable.
I feel like you probably could.
You have it, Brooke. Have you been knitting lately?
Not at all. I can't do more than one hobby at once.
Yeah.
And so I've been reading so much that's kind of
the hobby
eclipsed my reading schedule. And I've also been writing a lot too.
Writing.
Which also is now eclipsing my reading schedule.
Are you writing?
I'm just trying to like creatively write.
Good.
Like screenplays,
just
fiction, or
spilling out ideas, playing with your thoughts?
Playing with my thoughts, just like kind of fiction based on reality, don't know where it will go.
Are we typing it out or actually handwriting it out?
Typing it out. And I've actually been sticking to it, which is really exciting.
That's nice.
Because I keep saying like, I want to write something. And I just haven't. So now I am.
So maybe the Efron is going to be more of the Nora Efron.
Maybe.
The Zac
Fingers
Efron.
Crossed. That would be a dream.
I would love that, Brooke.
If you put out a book.
To write a book would be like my
I'd read it.
Biggest dream. That's sweet, Matt. Thank you.
Who was the gymnast that was the big knitter?
Tom Daly.
Tom Daly.
Did you see his sweater?
I loved his sweater.
He is remarkable.
Does he follow you?
No, but he commented on a knitting club video once.
He did?
Yes, he said, can I come?
Was I in it?
You were in it.
Get out of here.
I'm so serious.
I wish I knew that.
He said, can I come? And then I said, yes, absolutely, 100%. And then he never responded.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah.
Come over.
But I want to restart at least like a craft night.
Yes, would love to do that.
I would
that
love to have that
well.
At my new apartment because I have a second bedroom that I'm using as a podcast studio, glam studio, knitting studio, library, and craft. Did I say craft room?
Yes.
Craft studio.
Oh, I think so.
Craft room too, / office.
That's good.
Thanks.
How's your, oh, what?
Well, it's also the summertime, so I feel like knitting feels very like true. More of a winter time. It gets darker earlier. You need the clothes.
Very true.
I wouldn't beat yourself up too
much
about.
And it's tough to knit on the beach, whereas it's easier to read on the beach.
Yeah, this is true. Do you journal for your own thoughts as well? Just Dear Diary, Hey, It's Me Again?
Yeah, I do, on my iPad.
On your iPad?
Yeah.
What apps were you using to write these journals and these?
GoodNotes?
Good
Notes? Are you asking me? Or?
No. No, it's called GoodNotes. I'm 99% sure.
Is this under the umbrella of Goodreads? They have a GoodNotes
app?
No,
it's separate.
Okay.
It's just like, my friend told me to get it because I was like, where can I just like write with my pencil, my Apple stylus that I love?
Oh, so you're using an Apple.
I'm using, yeah. And the cool thing is like if you misspell something.
It fixes it for you.
It fixes it in your own handwriting.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Is that the new Apple Pencil? You have to have that? Or if I have the most recent iPad Air pencil? Does it?
I don't know because I've only ever had this one pencil.
She also doesn't work for Apple, so I don't know if she's going to.
Believe it or not.
Brooke, do you identify as a Bratz doll, Barbie, American Girl doll, or Polly Pocket?
Oh my God, I used to love to chew in my Polly Pocket.
Oh, yeah, just to chew on the outfits?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I don't think I ever really did much else with her.
And I loved forcing my fingers into like
the
shoes.
Oh my God.
And then just kind of walking around on those.
You can really moonwalk easily with your fingers. That's probably the best
in the Polly Pocket shoes?
In anything with your fingers when you do a...
Do you know... Who is Polly Pocket, Mike? I just want to know where in your brain, what do you think of when you think of Polly Pocket?
She was like a doll that you could buy in the 90s that had a house similar to Barbie.
Polly Pocket was also like very...
Oh, she came in a clamshell?
Yes!
Yeah. Yes. Oh, because you could clamber up, put her in your pocket.
Clamber up. Yep.
But she fit in the clam?
Yeah.
So she was small?
Yeah, it was her whole little home and like apartment.
So she was a mollusk?
I think there were some mermaid versions of Polly Pocket.
Is she a aquatic creature?
She's a girl, Mike.
She's a human woman.
Girl with just an awesome room. Many different rooms.
And the room is in the clam.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have them?
I had her, but I usually just played with the clothes. I loved my American Girl dolls.
Which one did you have? Oh, you had dolls,
I had plural dolls. I had, I think her name was Kaya.
Okay.
Kaya and Samantha.
What was her story?
I don't recall her exact story, per se, but I did take them to the American Girl doll store in New York for my birthday, and it was the best day ever.
You went to go eat with them?
We ate. We got our hair done. We went to the doctor. Best day ever.
Who took you there?
My mom. My grandma.
Yeah. Nice.
And we went in a limo. My first limo ride.
How old were you?
I think it was my sixth birthday, maybe.
Wow.
And I actually have not been in a limo since.
You took a limo from Pennsylvania to New York City.
Yes.
And this is an experience?
My best birthday experience ever.
And this is like a thing that they do, is you eat in a cafeteria with the girl doll?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets real food or American Girl doll food?
I think she didn't get real food.
Mike. Okay.
But they have like these very fancy high chair or doll friendly chairs that they bring to the table.
So you can like bond with it and...
Yeah.
And I only brought one. I remember, I think that was, I don't know if you could have brought more than one, but I only brought one. And I remember like panicking about it.
You were telling your doll like, don't tell me.
I think I had three maybe. I don't know. I'm making myself seem like a spoiled brat. But, yeah, I was completely freaked out when deciding who to bring. Because I fully believed, and still to this day do sometimes wonder if my stuffed animals and dolls are real.
Oh, I was extremely attached to my stuffed animals. I had a teddy bear named Stanley. I had a panda named Patty. I had a orange cat in a karate costume named Cheddar.
Love Cheddar.
And I had a big shaggy dog named Trouble.
Do you still have them?
I believe I have Stanley and Trouble and maybe Patty. I think Cheddar
is
no longer with us.
That's hard to hear.
It's okay.
Yeah. I have Hodgepodge.
What's Hodgepodge?
Hodgepodge is my dog. That's my tattoo. But he's my stuffed animal. He Honestly, he's kind of like a hodgepodge of, he's, I think he's a mutt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any like stuffed animals you were attached to, Mike?
No, not even close. I can't, I'm trying to relate here and I don't have anything.
Oh, I still love my stuffed animals.
I had like everything I had, I feel like was hard plastic.
Like, nothing was plush?
No, I had like, you know, Dragon Ball Z, Super Saiyans and Power Rangers. I don't recall having anything snuggly.
Did you ever have go-go's?
What's a go-go, Brooke?
Otherwise sometimes known as crazy bones.
Crazy bones. Wait, these were like those little plastic little fun little creatures or like faces and stuff.
Yes.
And you could almost like stack them up. And I think there was a game you
could
play.
There's the game where you set them up in whichever formation is strategically best for you and your team of go-go's.
Yes.
And you face your opponent and you flick them at each other and try to knock each other down.
Yep.
And that, I was so addicted to mine, and like the whole school was, and we all had go-go's and we all played with them at recess.
I had like a tie-dye metallic looking one that was my
favorite.
And
Matt, get this.
What happened?
Apparently, according to legend, there are only 5 golden bones in the world.
That's it?
5 golden bones, and I got a golden bone.
You had one of the 5 that was in the world?
I had a golden bone. Looking back on it, I'm sure that was not the case. That was just legend as
it was
as
yellow.
It was. But I had a golden bone, which was like absolutely insane.
What are they going for on eBay?
I don't want to look because I don't have it.
What are these called?
I call them go-go's, but they're, I think they're technically called crazy bones.
Crazy bones.
I don't know why everyone called them go-go's.
Did you have go-gurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Separate
thing. That's a food product.
Okay.
Did you have
separate.
Mighty Beans?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was the same time as my crazy bones, and I just preferred my go-go's.
The go-go's were... Yeah. They're fantastic. I love those.
I love collecting.
Have you had any like weird collections lately?
No, and I wish I did. I guess now like I kind of collect books in a way. Like I love seeing all my books lined up.
Your British first editions?
Collecting... I was really, when we were in Europe, like on the lookout for British covers.
Yes.
For some of my favorite books or books that I want to read. And I ended up getting a few. I didn't get any the time we were there. And then at Heathrow.
At the airport
on the way home, I found one that I had been looking for.
And which book was that?
It was Crescent City.
Okay.
One of Sarah J. Maas's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
and
now
you're
I'm reading that.
One right now.
I'm reading one right now. This is like her, I would say, like, overall, people tend to like this series the least. And it is the, like, each book is, like, at least 800 pages.
That's
and
dense.
It's very dense material. So I'm personally struggling.
Did she write this before?
This is her most recent one.
Okay.
But she's also not done ACOTAR yet. So that will be coming out simultaneously.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a machine.
That one they had at the Airbnb.
Yeah, that was insane. Mike spotted that. I was like looking at the books at our Airbnb and I was like, damn, Dan, none I recognize. And Mike was like, don't you like ACOTAR? And I was like, yes, obviously. And he pulled out an ACOTAR British cover that I had somehow missed.
And they were there for like 3 hours before I got there.
It was crazy.
I felt really cool.
To have that moment. In our Airbnb.
But we didn't take it. We left it in the Airbnb.
No, we did. Despite, I did think for a second, like, would they really miss it? But then I left it there.
I feel like Airbnb books should be like, you know, take one, leave one kind of a situation.
Little free library.
Yeah.
I do like those. There's never anything good in them, though. The free libraries that they have.
Yeah, it's
here.
Like Windows 95 for dummies. Yeah.
Do you ever watch those TikToks that are like little free library tours?
No.
And
are
they'll go around
content?
And like film like 5 different free libraries in the area and like put books in and take books out. They're so fun.
Yeah, you had a whole free library situation where you swore that you went to one.
That was so weird.
And then it vanished.
Yes. The vanishing free library situation. This was on the way to, I was walking to your house last time that I was on Hoot and a Half. I had passed, wait, let me jog my memory real quick. Okay, this is what happened. this is freaky. I was walking to Book Soup, which was the neighborhood bookstore where I used to
live. Love it.
Okay, to look for my book club's new book that we were reading. The Only One Left by Riley Sager. I think you read that too.
I did read that on my honeymoon.
They did not have that book. So I was like, oh, that sucks, whatever. I continued going on a walk. I pass a little free library. The only book in it is The Only One Left by Riley Sager.
The only book
the
in it?
The only book in the little free library. And it is a new book. So that was absolutely divine intervention.
Wow.
The only book. Then The next day, I'm walking to your house to do Hoot and a Half, and I have a tote bag full of books that I want to put in that Little Free Library.
To repay the to one repay that you the took. Debt. Yeah.
The Little Free Library, gone. Nowhere to be found.
Do you think that
as if
they,
it never existed?
Did they? What was the structure of it? Did it look like it had been there for a while, or did it look temporary?
I don't remember. Like, I wasn't paying too much attention to the architecture.
Okay.
Because I was just like so freaked out by the book.
I feel like they're usually pretty permanent, though.
Yeah, right. They look like an old birdhouse kind of.
I'm literally wondering if I hallucinated it, but I have the only one left from that Little Free Library.
Is it possible you just went to a different street?
No. It's not.
That's also so rare to find like that book in like a free book library.
Part of that experience was bizarre.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe it will pop up now that you've mentioned it again. It will reappear.
I've never seen it since.
Huh.
I had a situation like that where I went into a used bookstore. This was Iliad over there in Burbank. Great used bookstore. I went in to go buy The Virgin Suicides. Mm. Bought the book.
You mean The Virgin Unalives?
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding.
That's
the name
of the book.
I'm kidding. That's
The Virgin
joke.
Suicides, bought the book. And then outside of the Iliad, they have boxes of free books.
Yeah.
Ones that they have just decided not to put in their catalog. It's a lot of just junk books. You can get great like coffee table sized books for like decoration in your home. And I found The Virgin Suicides.
What a way
I
to
just
make your
bought
day.
It. So then I had two copies, but I didn't need to buy that one because that one was in it.
Did you return the one you just bought?
No, it was a used bookstore. I think I just was going to eat it, but I had two.
That's exciting. Yeah, I love when that type of stuff happens.
Divine intervention.
Divine intervention. God herself.
Okay, in honor of back to school time, if you returned to teaching, Brooke, what age and grade would you like to teach?
Mm-mm.
No, you wouldn't even want to do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But if I had to... I feel like I make it seem like I hated teaching so much, which like the lifestyle of being a teacher did not work for me as someone who needs a lot of time for myself. But I did love the kids so much. So it's hard to say that I wouldn't do early childhood because I do love the kids so much, but I think I would try like eighth grade English or something.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, but early childhood, is that like just preschool we're talking about? Or is that
I guess it could be like preschool to fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Eighth grade, I feel like that's a really good time to like, I think that's when kids really get into books.
That is like eighth grade. Like I think of my eighth grade experience and that is just like that is the year that just like everything bad happens.
What books did you read when you were in eighth grade? Can you remember?
Oh, that's a good question. I wish I had Goodreads when I was in eighth grade. No. Like, was that Hunger Games or was that later?
You were assigned Hunger Games in
school? Oh, you're talking about books that we were assigned.
Okay. Your English teacher would have assigned
To Kill
you.
A Mockingbird.
Fabulous.
Which I wish we had read later.
Harper Lee?
Yeah, because I don't think I really knew what was going on in eighth grade. I guess that's kind of old. But I wish I read it later. What else did we read?
Like we read The House on Mango Street in eighth grade. Did you ever read
that
one?
No, we never read that. I can't remember one other book we read in eighth grade. Maybe not 1984.
George Orwell.
Which I actually liked.
Your Big Brother.
Animal Farm.
Yeah, I never read Animal Farm.
That's what I'm talking about. Animal Farm.
Yeah, I don't think 1984 is eighth grade.
1984 was ninth grade.
Animal Farm.
Yeah, Animal Farm. And then I had actually gotten in trouble because we had to make a song and a dance. This is the kind of school I went to. I don't really know why this was an assignment. But we had to make a song and a dance in relation to the story of Animal Farm.
Okay.
And my group chose the song Don't Trust Me by 303.
Okay, yeah.
So it was like Pink Pig or like something. It was just and then we won. And
did you perform it for the class or did you make like a music video?
Everybody performed for the whole grade. Then there were votes. We won the whole grade vote, which led us to perform at the assembly in front of the whole school. But then my teacher pulled my team aside and was like, I just listened to the song that this is based off of. And I don't know if I'm comfortable with you performing a song based off of a song that's lyrics are don't trust a hoe.
Yeah. What did you guys change that
don't
line
to? Don't trust a pig.
Don't trust a pig.
Yeah. Never that trust works. A pig. And that used to be on YouTube and now it's gone.
The video of you doing that?
Yeah. Don't trust a pig used to be on YouTube.
Your rendition of that song
for
your
school. We did end up performing at assembly and it was on YouTube.
Professionally filmed?
No.
Just like what? Like a
probably
who
like
uploaded
camcorder?
It?
I don't know. Some teacher probably.
A teacher. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the school's YouTube.
Do you think you still have the lyrics like, saved somewhere, like in an old email?
Probably on my like chunky white MacBook that has to be somewhere.
Yeah. With the battery that's
melting. I just
melting.
Remember Don't Trust a Pig.
I love that.
Thank you.
Do you ever take a music class in any instruments that you were taught?
No, I wish I had learned an instrument so badly.
It wasn't even required for you to
was not required.
Do 1 year of
recorder?
An instrument.
You didn't
my
get
parents
a recorder?
Were never. Yeah, we had to do like a recorder song in third grade. But my parents never once were like, you should do something besides watch TV.
Okay.
Which at the time I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And now looking back, it's like you could have put me in like one sport or like one hobby.
Yeah, just make yourself a
I didn't
little
do,
bit more.
Like I literally was so the opposite of well-rounded. Until I got to high school and I was like, oh shit, like I have to do something.
I have to develop a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you well, read music?
No.
No.
Not at all. Nothing music related except I could play the recorder at one point.
Did you do any extracurricular activities of any kind? Volunteering?
I volunteered in high school.
Okay. What did you do?
What'd you do?
I did this thing called the Friendship Circle. Which was like, have you heard of Best Buddies?
Yes.
It's just like you're partnered up.
With someone who has special needs?
With somebody, yeah, who has special needs. And you're just kind of like vibing and hanging out.
Who was your buddy?
For a few hours while their parents get some time for themselves. I actually loved her. Her name was Nicole. And she was addicted to Artie from Glee.
Okay.
So we were like really on the same page. And she was nonverbal. But like she gave a signal to me. That I knew meant that she was needing to watch Moves Like Jagger on my iPhone immediately, if not sooner, the Glee version. And while she was watching Moves Like Jagger, I also had to blow dry her dry hair.
Okay.
So that was me.
She liked getting her hair.
The sensory experience of
okay,
that.
While watching.
So for 3 hours every Sunday, Nicole and I would watch Moves Like Jagger Glee version on my phone while I blow dried her dry hair.
Oh, this would be on repeat.
On repeat. 3 hours.
Oh, hell
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, loved her.
A true. This was Friendship Circle.
It's called Friendship Circle, yeah.
Were you in any clubs in high school as well? The ping pong club or?
I was in like
Young Leaders of
America. Chorus and the play and the musicals.
Oh, you
Chorus
were.
Was show choir, right?
Yeah.
That's what they call
yeah.
Show choir
yes,
in different
yes.
States and cities.
Yes.
Okay. What did you guys do like big numbers and stuff? Did you ever enter any tournaments doing that?
No.
Okay.
We were just like such... a small little school that I don't think we were on the radar of like tournaments and stuff.
Did
like
you have
that.
To learn dances for it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the musicals. Oh
what,
yeah.
What musicals?
We did. The thing I like hated about my theater program is that we did a musical every other year and then a play every other year. So I had no interest in the plays.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I just really did theater for 2 years, which kind of like put me on the periphery of the theater kid group because they were doing it all 4 years, which kind of sucked, but you know, it is what it is. It's all okay now.
Okay.
But we did Hello Dolly.
Oh,
which,
Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
Carol Channing.
Yeah. Which like wasn't my personal favorite. And then we did Urinetown, which is lesser known.
Yes.
But
Urinetown.
Was so fun.
That's the musical about a town where they have to pay to pee
mm-hmm.
or they can't pee.
You have to pay to pee.
U-R-I-N-E town?
Urine,
yeah.
But like play on words because like, oh, you're in town.
Yeah, okay.
But I actually wrote my college essay.
About being in Urine town.
About not getting a part in Urine town.
Oh, you didn't get, you
in terms of adversity
and
such.
Got...
Yeah.
Why do you think you did not get the part?
I know exactly what happened, Matt.
Tell
I
us.
Was, my audition, it was breathtaking. Like I had the art teacher in tears because I sung I'm Not That Girl. From Wicked, and it just happened to be a day where I was really feeling that way in relation to my crush. And so I had kind of like the whole room like really in tune with my rendition of I'm Not That Girl.
Did you have to audition
in front of
everyone? All
in front
of your
yep. Got a call back for one of the leads, and I was so sick that I could not breathe out of my nose, horrible cough, sore throat, really couldn't sing. And I got up there for the callback and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like my voice is shot. She goes, my teacher goes, no, like we don't make excuses. And I was like, no. Like it's really bad. Like, and she wouldn't even let me get out the sentence. I can't sing. Like I'm totally, my voice is shot. And so I had to sing. Like I sounded so bad and I couldn't even explain to everyone that like, I'm so sick. And then I didn't get the part, obviously.
Oh,
but the premise of my college essay was, even though I didn't get the part, I was able to create a unique role for myself by just pretended I was the urine who wasn't a character. And I would just like, it was so stupid. I would like roll around and just like method act as the urine, which is technically the titular role.
You were cast.
I was cast as a townsperson. I was cast as a townsperson, but because I face adversity head on.
Yeah.
Mike. Okay. I promoted myself to the urine.
You increased.
I create unique roles for myself.
And which college did you get accepted to with this riveting essay?
I got accepted to some good ones, actually.
Really?
Yeah. NYU. I went to BU. You Tulane.
Got accepted to NYU with I played urine. Yes. And that's my adversity.
It was actually it was a stellar essay.
What did you title it? Do you title your college essays?
You're in trouble.
I don't remember, but it was also about, the theme was how I create unique roles for myself. And it was also about how I didn't quit cross country. I promoted myself to the manager.
Oh.
So I don't quit. That's the thing about me.
You were the manager of the cross country team?
Yeah, because I can no longer be on that team.
What were the responsibilities of being the manager of the cross country team?
Just kind of hanging out with my friends and
just making sure they're
making sure that they all came to practice and cheering them on.
Was that a role that existed prior to
creation of it? No, that's the thing. Mike, we're creating unique roles.
We're turning obstacles into opportunities here at Brooke Averick Industries.
How do I face adversity? Creating unique roles. So.
Here we go. Creating unique roles.
If you guys are looking to, that would not get me into any colleges now, I don't think. But
yeah, I think
the
acceptance rates keep going down on colleges.
At the time,
it
worked.
Going down, meaning they're getting harder and harder to get into. Yeah.
Which is kind of insane. But what's bothering you, Brooke?
Yeah.
What are you just pissed off about right now?
I'm pissed off about my fart ice cubes.
That are coming out of your refrigerator.
Yeah, because I really was so excited. I have an ice maker in my new apartment, but the ice tastes so bad. And that's this.
You can kind of smell it too before you even put it in, right?
Yeah, it's like fine to the naked eye when it's in solid form, or the naked nose when it's in solid form. And then when it melts, it's just like
colored.
Like, no, it just tastes horrible.
Oh, but it's not like yellow or like green.
No, it's not.
It just has
I don't think I would drink it if it were discolored.
Is the LA water like that bad?
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, also I think you probably just need to like flush it out and put a new filter in your refrigerator.
The thing is, I don't know how to do that. And I'm at a point right now with moving where I am at capacity for learning new skills.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I pitch you maybe asking ChatGPT for some help? And it will just tell you what to do and what to buy. And you can even say, like, give me a link to Amazon that has this. And then.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that suggestion. And I will put a pin in that and maybe come back to
it. Why don't you send me a picture of it? You have to do.
Okay.
Just send me a picture of your refrigerator and I'll do the research.
That's sweet.
And I'll tell you what
Thank
to do.
Thank you, Mike.
And then maybe I can come over and even do it for you.
Oh, my God. You're a doll.
I try to help
Thank
where
you.
I can.
I have been, like, getting so overwhelmed over, like, the smallest little house thing. So I guess that's what's bothering me.
Yeah, ChatGPT will really
it's kind
like
of like
help.
Moving alone and having to deal with all that.
Yeah. Well,
but
you used
flip on the flip side, so happy to be in my new apartment and love it. So
not really
the new complaining.
Apartment. What are some highlights of the new place?
Good question. I would have said the ice maker.
Have you met your neighbors yet? Do you have any like weird neighbors?
No, I've been avoiding. Oh. I've been avoiding because I don't know which trash cans are mine. And I've been just kind of putting a little bit of everything and a little bit of everywhere.
All of them?
Yeah. And so I'm scared, terrified that someone's going to like figure me out.
Find out.
Have they not introduced themselves to you then?
Uh-uh. Well, because I like if they're outside, I won't go outside.
Oh, you haven't? Oh,
because okay. I'm just scared about the trash cans and stuff.
What if you had like a little tray of cookies and knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I'm Brooke. I'm the new neighbor. By the way, which ones are my trash cans?"
Yeah, I mean,
have you looked on the sides of the trash cans if unit numbers have been written on them at all?
I have,
sometimes
Matt.
People okay.
No numbers.
No numbers.
And I'm also like, I feel bad because I should feel comfortable asking my landlord these types of questions. I don't feel comfortable asking anyone questions ever that I'm not close with. Like I'm just so scared of bothering someone that I just have not asked her a thing. And somebody's bringing out the trash cans and I feel bad. I'm like, should I also be taking turns bringing them out? But I don't know. And I also
do you know if your landlord lives in the complex that you're in?
She doesn't.
Okay. So it's definitely not her.
Because two things are true. Girls can do anything. and I'm just a girl. And that's how I've been feeling about this move and doing things.
Those two things are true.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it sounds like you're going through the suffering phase.
Yes.
Because you don't want to go through the phase of asking and becoming an uncomfortable situation.
I just need to buck up and buck out.
But what's happening is you're putting your trash and your recycling into the bins that you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Someone is taking them out to the street.
The thing is, it's all ending up where it needs to go.
Correct.
I don't understand the people that get really upset when somebody else uses, like, throw something in their trash can unless it's like full and there's not space for their stuff.
Right.
But I never, like, I'll throw my stuff in the emptiest ones. And one of them's mine. And surely one of them's
mine. But someone's taking yours out to the street? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I have a few units upstairs above me. And I also wonder if it's the gardener.
I feel like it might be communal.
It might be the gardener though too. Our gardener takes our trash.
Really?
Cans.
So yeah. I'm thinking it might be that.
Okay.
Because that's just what I'm thinking.
That's probably, if especially if there's no unit numbers, no one told you about it either. Did the landlord mention it?
Right, no, she didn't say anything about it.
There was no mention about this is how the trash works?
No.
Is there a group chat for the entire complex for you guys to talk and ask questions?
No, it's like not really a complex.
Okay.
It's like a house and I'm like in the front door in like the main unit on the bottom. And then I think there's two units on top.
Okay,
maybe.
So it's a pretty like small, intimate type of situation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are we liking about the new place?
Yeah. Oh, okay,
what
sorry.
Do we love?
I'm loving the multi-purpose room.
Yes.
It's really awesome
the craft
to have
podcast glam.
To have like a space, like more space.
Is this going to be the set for like Obsessed or?
Maybe. That's a possibility.
All right.
For sure. But I just love having more space. I love my room is very cozy, which I love. And I just love the whole layout. There's really not one bad thing I have to say about the apartment, except for there's kind of a weird smell in the hallway.
Have we investigated?
What is the smell?
Just like old house.
Oh, okay.
But there's
Are
no
your
getting
filters
rid of
clean?
It. What filters, Matt?
We should just come over.
Yeah, do you want two men to come over?
Just be a couple handymen.
Come on.
What filters?
It could be the air filter. It could be the compressor.
It's your AC. There's like a filter
maybe.
That comes out of that.
But I don't have, I only have wall units.
Oh, wall unit AC type
things? And that's not where the smell is.
Oh.
It's like really weirdly in this one very specific part of the
hallway. Is it carpeted?
No.
Hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done a deep clean? Did you hire cleaning people before?
There was a deep clean before, right before I moved in.
And there's still a smell.
It's just, it's in the air.
In the air?
Yeah. I honestly think it might be coming from like the coat closet almost that I'm passing.
Oh, is it like a cedar closet?
No. It's just like old, like musty.
Yeah.
Do you have a Dyson fan of any kind? A Dyson or an air purifier of any kind?
No, not right
Those
now.
Those can help.
Yeah. Okay. Air purifiers are pretty good.
Can really
That's
change
a good investment.
The place.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Dyson PureCool.
Okay.
Awesome.
You don't want to be doing any Glade plugins or any sort of artificial fragrances.
Yeah. Why? That's actually not good for you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've ever been in a room or been in a house for someone who has like a Glade or any plug-in electric whatever, the chemicals that they use for that can cause severe headaches, like hormone disruptors.
Yep.
It's just pure poison. It's like formaldehyde and wild shit. And I think there's a lawsuit now about it too.
I had a friend who was like a child behavioral specialist. Like he would go into like homes where like a kid was been acting out and just having like attitude issues. And one thing that he noticed the moment he walked into a house one time is how strong it smelled like vanilla. And he noticed how many Glade plugins were being used in this home. And he recommended to the family, hey, let's get rid of all of these Glade plugins and stuff. Find more alternative ways to freshen up your home.
It must be overwhelming.
The kid's behavior changed dramatically
for
the better.
Whoa.
All because of like, he thinks it was just the influence of all of these chemicals that were.
Most artificial scents are just like awful for you. Yeah. I don't even like to burn like candles that have artificial flavoring because it's just like, and I have the Dyson air filter. So if you ever do light a candle or plug in something or like whatever, the Dyson will be like, volatile air compounds, volatile air. It tells you that there's problems in the air. So,
oh, I had no idea.
What about the ones with like the little sticks, like the little oil?
No, those are great. That's
sticks.
Essential oil.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Essential. That's essential oil is it's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think my candles are safe.
I get too paranoid about candles. You'll never catch me lighting a candle.
Really?
I don't. Patricia lights candles all the time, but I don't like them.
Well, you also have left them on before.
Sure. Maybe like once or twice, but I don't. Yeah. just the idea of thinking about a candle. I also think they emit just soot into a room. I don't think like
sometimes, yeah, if they're like by a wall, yeah, like, you know,
I don't like that.
That is true. There was one candle I had that made my boogers black.
Oh, did you have it lit in a closed room too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't do that. Like, yeah, it has to have.
You need
like
to get.
I learned it the hard way. Mm-hmm. And I like couldn't figure out why either. I was like, I thought it was like dust in my apartment, and I kept compulsively cleaning. Like you would think I would be able to figure it out. Like every time you light this candle,
black
your boogers
boogies
turn black. Mm. I wasn't able to make the connection until it was too late.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What did you think about Santa Claus as a child? What was your understanding of
it? I was like pissed that he wasn't coming to me.
So you believed it was a real phenomenon?
Yes.
That he would go to all the Christian and Gentile families. What were you told? Like he's not coming?
Yeah, because we're Jewish.
Okay, but they didn't tell you he's not real. They just said
no.
So they made you buy into the truth of it, but then you were just excluded.
Yeah, I guess because my parents probably knew I would have told everyone.
Oh, because you would have been
ruined it for
yeah,
all of them.
I had a big mouth.
Okay. Did you find that upsetting? Were you crying about this, or was it more of like a okay?
I don't remember being like so upset. I think the way that like Jewish parents like ease the non-Santa depression is like, okay, well, we have 8 nights of
right.
Hanukkah.
Right.
So you get 8 nights of presents instead of one. And then the kids are like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Did you
remember.
Ever watch though, like Christmas movies, like with
yeah.
Santa?
Oh
in
yeah,
them?
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you got revealed that he was not real? Was this a big moment in your life, or was it?
Yeah, at Hebrew school, someone told me, and I was really upset because I was like, "Well, if he's not real, then the Tooth Fairy's not real," and that's what was upsetting.
The dominoes started falling.
Yeah.
The devastating.
Then it was. Yeah, the dominoes, yeah. Easter Bunny, everything came crumbling down.
Brian Hummel told me that Santa wasn't real during lunch one day.
Oh my God.
Crushed me.
And do you think there are any people out there that just like have never had their bubble popped and are like, there's no way, right?
It's still believing in Santa?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think you could go through middle school with a very small friend
group. How late do you think you could make it?
Oh, I mean, it depends on like how genuinely curious you are about the world. Like by the time I would be in sixth grade, I'd be Googling more stuff about Santa.
Right.
And trying to crack down on it.
Imagine when there were no like laptops just available, no Google.
Oh, boy.
Like I bet you can make it so long.
Big time. Yeah. Absolutely. And I remember my parents, though, when Santa would come and we would like have to go, you know, to sleep, I could hear them like open up the fireplace and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that was like, it has to be real.
Right.
But when the Easter Bunny came, I left him the Easter eggs of last year as a gift to the Easter Bunny. And the Easter Bunny wrote me a letter, and it was my dad's handwriting.
Oh,
clear as day.
Mike, what did he think? You wouldn't recognize it?
I guess not, Brooke, but I knew my dad's handwriting.
Oh my God.
Like the back of my hand. I go, Dad, this is you. Devastated.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry you had to find out that
way. One time I found a piece of plastic that looked like a tooth, and I was at daycare, and I put that piece of plastic underneath my pillow thinking I would get money, and a friend put a quarter underneath that during daycare, and that really confirmed.
During daycare?
During daycare.
That's
during
very
nap
young
time,
to be,
I got money.
To be scheming like
and
that.
And I thought Tooth Fairy was actually the realest of them all.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I believed in her with every fiber of my being.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy for you? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jews can believe in the Tooth Fairy too.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you get good money for the Tooth Fairy?
I don't think so.
I got like $5.
Maybe a couple of bucks, yeah.
$5 a tooth.
Did you ever do the thing where you had a loose tooth and then you tied it to a piece of dental floss, tied it to a doorknob, and then you slammed the door shut to yank it out?
No, we had a teacher that pulled out all of our teeth.
Ew, in school?
Yeah.
They pulled it out?
People would line up.
What?
Yeah, she was scary.
Was she a dental, like an ex-dentist of some kind?
No, she was just like kind of like a mean... She was that mean kindergarten teacher.
She's like, who has loose
and
teeth?
And she literally like got off on pulling kids' teeth out. But like kids wanted their teeth out.
And was she doing this out of anger? Out of like, was it a fun
no,
experience?
No, I think like she was just like, I don't know. That was like her, how she got her power. But like she wasn't mean about the teeth. She was mean about everything else.
Did you have any of your teeth removed by this woman?
I had one tooth removed by this woman. And this was like, I had like terrible OCD growing up. I was always scared I was going to get sick. And then, because she put her fingers in my mouth to pull out the tooth.
Any gauze or Kleenex
no,
to separate the
berry? No, it was just bare fingers.
Oh, my God.
And then I freaked out thinking that I was going to get really sick from her.
Because she didn't wash her hands or wasn't sanitary?
Then I got really, really freaked.
You knew about germs and when your teeth were falling out? I don't
think I
knew the concept of germs until like eighth grade.
No, that's not true. They teach you all about like hand washing in preschool.
Yes, they would put glitter. I remember the teacher putting glitter on her hands as like to say that like, this is germs. And if I were to touch your hands, the germs have now gone onto you. And that would be the glitter. And that messed me up big time for a little bit.
That's a great way to teach it. I don't think I didn't get that from, I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, yeah. I was obsessed with germs and not having them in my body.
I would get jealous of kids though when they would lose their teeth.
I would too.
I knew they would get money and they would get the little little tooth box, you know, the little plastic box, and they would be shaking that around all day going, I'm getting money.
I still can like kind of remember the sensation like of what it felt like to have a loose tooth. Like, oh, wait, is this one coming loose? Here we go, folks. And he'd like try and tongue it to like move it so it get looser sooner.
I still have teeth dreams like that.
I do too.
Where I'm having loose teeth and I'm pulling them out. Which is a very, very common dream.
Yeah, very common, like, loss of control dream.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I have that, and I'm driving, and my brakes give out.
Yes, and you
and
can't,
you can't get it.
Wow,
Matt!
All the time.
Yeah, those are my two.
Oh, and then, I get glass in my hand sometimes. That one's rare. It's
seasonal. I haven't,
seasonal.
But now I'm gonna.
Once a season.
You guys are driving, and the brakes don't
horrible.
Work? That is a nightmare.
I've also been getting this really bad one where I, like, start flying because I'm attached to a balloon, and I get to a point where I'm so high up, and I know the balloon is going to pop at some point and I'm going to have to fall down. And I just don't know how, I just don't know when it's going to pop and how I'm going to get down.
Oh no.
Yeah. No.
I've been having like some recently where it's like, it's a really spooky person. This is hard to explain. Do you know the Goosebumps, the haunted mask episode where the girl gets the mask on her head?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a person who looks like that. And everyone around me thinks the person looks totally fine and normal. And I'm like, don't you think this person looks creepy? And everyone's just like, no, Matt, you're being really mean.
Is that the premise of that episode of Goosebumps, or is
it's a little Mary Beth, and she puts on, she goes to a haunted mask place because she wants a really scary costume because the boys have been trying to scare her, and she wants something to scare them, but she steals a mask that she was told not to get, and then the mask like becomes her skin, and she's trying to break the curse.
Yeah,
but no, this one is just somebody is like comes to a party and they look like that person, but kind of normal. But I am just terrified by them.
Premise.
And everyone's like, you're being mean. Like,
you should make that a movie.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
That's a common nightmare. Mike, do you have any nightmares?
Nightmares, no. But I have the similar recurring dream of and this is once a year, but I'll show up to what I think is the first day of class in college. And then it turns out it's the final, and I've missed every class because I didn't even know I was supposed to be going.
I have those.
Mine is that I forgot that I registered for a class, and I haven't been able to go to that class, and I'm really, really far behind
bingo.
On. Which but is like,
Matt, our dreams are identical.
It's strange how that is.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, we probably have the same.
Some sort of the same wires crossed.
Do you have good dreams ever where you wake up and it's like, oh my God, that was amazing?
Yes, and I'm devastated when I wake up.
I haven't had a good dream in a long time, but I used to have great dreams.
Sometimes I'm like with a certain celebrity that I've been like idolizing for a long time, and we're like hitting it off. We are best friends. And like, I'm trying to get someone to take a picture of us, but like the phone is like broken or shattered and like it can't.
That's a very
you have
LA
phones
stress
in your dream?
Dream.
Phones in my dreams where, yeah.
That's
but like,
extremely
I'm not on
rare.
The screen, but I'm giving someone the phone and they're like, it's not working. Like, it's cracked and stuff. Like,
it's extreme. That's one of the actual things people say if you want to learn how to lucid dream is realize that there are no phones in the dream.
Yes.
Almost nobody dreams about cell phones.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's very interesting that you can dream about
I
your
can
cell
lucid
phone.
Dream. Pretty well.
I try so hard all the time. I remind myself at least 3 times a day to lucid dream. Because apparently if you keep talking about it, thinking about it, and reminding yourself, you're more likely to have a lucid dream. I never have.
Just tricking yourself into the moment of recognizing that this is a dream and being able to stay in it. Because a lot of people get so excited when they recognize it's a dream that they wake themselves up out of it. I learned to spin around in the dream helps you like stay a little
grounded.
Bit more present. Also, if you ask people what time it is, in a dream, they can't tell you what time it is. It's like
impossible. Mirrors and screens also don't happen in dreams. The time doesn't happen. But there's ways to do it too, where if you like have a glass of water, you can train yourself to like drink half a glass of water right before you go to sleep. And then when you wake up, finish the glass of water. And that will trick your brain into like completing tasks in between. And so when you go to sleep, your brain is still active. Like, I have to finish that glass of water. Oh. So you're still like activated, or write a sentence and then write the second half the second you wake up.
I don't think I want to stay activated.
But like, no, but if you do this for like a week or two, then you will be able to lucid dream much more easily, because your brain will be in this like state of being ready to lucid dream.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know that like the fastest way to get into it is basically you wake up around like 3 a.m. If you stay awake for like 30 minutes and then go back to sleep, you have the most vivid dreams ever.
That's
the state of where lucid dreaming is possible. If you're able to recognize that phase is a dream, you can do it. Yeah.
I'd love to be part of it one day.
Lucid dreaming? It's all right. You're kind of just like, oh, it's kind of disappointing though, because then you realize, oh, none of this is real.
The coolest is listening to people talk so deeply and fluidly to one another, where it seems like you're just experiencing reality, like watching a movie, but that's your entire brain coming up with all of that dialogue. But you're not actively thinking about the words that they're going to say. It's just happening all in front of you, and your brain is producing all of that. That's what blows my mind, of what our brains are capable of in that state, that we sometimes can't really produce that organically in our own consciousness.
I wish we could like somehow record our dreams and then watch them the next day.
They're working on that.
Yeah. Actually?
Yeah, they got pretty close recently.
Like, yeah, they can scan your brain, and people will see, like, have a dream of maybe a bird or something, and they're able to see a faint image of a bird on a screen.
Oh, I want like a feature film.
Yeah, but
we're getting there. I think we're getting there.
You would need some pass-coded encryption on your fucking dreams. Like, imagine you were like, let me see your dream last night, babe. What were you thinking about?
Oh, that would be, ooh, that's like that episode of Black Mirror where you can just like see everyone's thoughts.
Their entire life? Yeah. No, I wouldn't even, because I don't think people choose their dreams. They just end up happening. Right. Like, it's just truly your subconscious rapid firing things that happen throughout your day.
Yeah, I've had some dreams where it's like, if someone ever saw that, my life would be over.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating. But then, like, what if you got to, like, share them? Like,
I would love to share the ones I want to share.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you never want to hear someone be like, oh, let me tell you about this dream I had.
I know.
And it sucks, but you just never want to hear it.
No.
But if someone was like, let me show you, that could pique my interest a little bit more.
Yeah. I want to see what, like, your brain is, like, capable of.
Yeah.
Looking forward to, Brooke, besides this new Andrew Garfield film, what's on the excited Brooke calendar?
Going on any trips?
No
trips.
I have been on so many trips that I've just kind of like buckled down for the rest of the summer, and I don't have anything else planned. So I'm excited to just kind of relax and stay in LA. And you know what I'm looking forward to in 2024? Finishing my Goodreads reading goal.
Which is how many books?
Which is 40 books.
40 books.
Yeah.
You have read so many books.
I read
over 700. Is it that? Or is
no,
it more?
It can't
it's
be
in
that.
The hundreds.
It's definitely in the hundreds, but I've logged like some children's books too that I love. Like I go, that's my letterbox. Like I go back.
Okay. I think I need to do that now that you're saying children's books.
No, I've gone back.
Okay.
Animorphs, Goosebumps.
No, not those, but
Bailey
like,
School Kids.
I've logged a few of like my favorite books that I would read as a preschool teacher.
Which books are we talking about?
Like Elephant and Piggy.
Okay.
Which is after our time as children.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
you
Mo
discovered
Willems.
This one as like an
this
adult.
This is kind of like the big children's author now.
Okay.
He's great. So I've like logged a few of those, you know, some books like the Click series. That was like
Gossip Girl
kind of like middle school series. Like I logged that as a box set though. So it counts as one. But you know, just like.
I need to do all of like the Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events, which I've never finished.
I don't think I did either.
I got all the way up until I think the Vile Village or something like that. And I don't know.
I think I only made it to the reptiles.
The reptile room. That's the second one.
I know. I think I only went to the reptile room.
Bummer. Yeah, I need to log all my children's books. I love the Panda Palace. That's my favorite one.
What's that one?
It's a party at the Panda Palace. It's about a restaurant, and I think a panda owns it, and different groups of animals come in, and he has to sit all of them, and it gets a little out of hand.
Did you ever read Ferdinand?
Ferdinand.
That was my favorite. It's about a bull. It's a red cover, and it's about a bull, and all he wants to do is smell the flowers.
No.
Oh, it's nice. Just like, darling.
What is his obstacle? I think to smell the flowers.
Because they want him to be like a bull and fight. And I think once he gets stung by a bee and he like kind of freaks out and they're like, oh, he's a good bull. Like, let's use him for fighting. But all he wants to do is sit and smell the flowers.
Wow.
So I forget how it ends, but I'm assuming he just got to sit and smell the flowers.
A gentle soul and yeah. A big beast of a body.
I loved that.
I love Blueberries for Sal. Do you know that one?
No.
Like Kerplink, Kerplink, Kerplunk. It's about a little boy picking blueberries and he discovers a bear.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's
one.
That's a good one. That one's kind of like from the 70s. I feel like it was like my parents' favorite book. And I like A Snowy Day. The crunch, crunch, crunch.
Uh-huh.
The little kid in like the red pajamas.
Captain Underpants?
Yes.
You know, we learned not to read The Giving Tree.
Really?
Why?
To our kids. Because it's like about a toxic relationship. All he does is take from the tree until she's a stump.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's more like awareness about like, I thought like our environmental footprint and stuff. Isn't it? It's deeper than that.
I don't. When you read it through the lens of like, he literally just like took everything that she had to offer until she was a stump and had nothing left to give him. It's like, whoa. Damn, like, why were we reading this?
There's also The Giver, right? That's about like the old man.
Yeah, they made the movie with Meryl Streep.
They made a movie?
Yeah, The Giver. The Giver is kind of like Hunger Games. It's kind of like Ender's Game and stuff.
I just remember the old man on
the
cover.
Yeah, I do too. I never read it.
Basically, like, it's like a village or a community where everybody, when they get to a certain age, they're all assigned these roles that they're going to serve for the community for, like, the rest of
their lives. Oh, it's kind of like Kurt Vonnegut vibes.
Yeah,
like.
The Giver. Hmm. But it's an old man on the cover. It's a very misleading, I think, mm-hmm. cover for the book. And I love Wacky Wayside Stories from Wayside School.
Is that the one that looks like a composition notebook?
Kind of. It's the one. Well, there's different covers for it.
Okay.
But it's the one where the architect accidentally built a
yes,
school
yes,
that
yes,
was like
yes,
44
yes, 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 yes.
stories tall.
Oh, I loved those.
And the teacher like turns them into apples and stuff. Loved all of those.
Loved those. And I'm thinking of this like composition book series that I can't put my finger on. But I loved those. A to Z Mysteries.
Ooh,
did you ever do those?
No, I didn't.
Oh, those were really
Boxcar
good.
Boxcar Children.
Boxcar Children.
Bailey's School Kids.
Bailey's School Kids was the best.
Bailey's School Kids are like, vampires don't teach mathematics or leprechauns don't teach gym.
It was kind of like Scooby-Doo-esque where there would be someone who they think is like some sort of mythical Frankenstein or a vampire. All the kids would be convinced, and then it just turned out they like looked a little strange, and they weren't actually
It's kind of like your dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Goosebumps was a great
series. Oh, I loved Goosebumps.
R.L. Stein.
Yes.
What a great scary name for a children's author, too.
Yeah, and the TV shows were even amazing as well.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched the TV show. I wish I did.
The Goosebumps TV show?
I
think they
the
just
books.
Put it on Hulu or something.
So many celebs were in Goosebumps. And
really?
Also, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, yeah. Like, Ryan Gosling is in episodes, I swear.
When he was, like, a baby?
Like a 10-year-old, for sure.
Wow.
And I loved the Mary Pope Osborne's Magic Treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where those two kids like would do Night of the Ninjas.
I know. I could never get into Magic Treehouse for some reason.
Kind of too easy for you?
I don't know, but I did love Junie B. Jones.
I got a problem with Junie
what?
B.
What's
Jones.
What's your issue?
I just think she was a brat.
She was. I loved her.
She would yell. Half that book was just in caps.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was kind of like how all the little girls like wanted to be and couldn't.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just want to scream and like we just like couldn't express that
she was
without getting in trouble.
Everyone's truth.
So she was kind of, we were just like, yeah.
She's the OG Brat Summer
she's,
for sure.
She's Brat Summer.
The B is for Brat.
Junie Brat Jones.
Junie Brat
yeah,
Jones.
She definitely was
actually
Brat.
The B stands for Beatrice. And that's why she hates it, right?
That's Ramona, which I read every single one of those too.
Oh yeah, you're right. Ramona.
Right?
Beezus.
Ramona.
Ramona Beezus.
Ramona Beezus.
Beverly.
Ramona and Beezus. Is Beezus her sister?
They made the movie with Joey King and Selena Gomez.
Yes, Beezus might be Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't
know. It's Ramona and Beezus, Ramona Beezus?
No, I think it's Ramona B. Maybe Ramona Beatrice?
I always thought Junie B. Jones would say the exact same monologue in the beginning. Where it's like, my name is Junie B. Jones. The B stands for Beatrice.
I hate
Beatrice.
You're exactly right.
And oh, what other series was I just
Beatrice.
Thinking of that crossed my mind? Damn. Not Junie B. Jones. Something Beatrice. Oh, I just love all the Judy Blume books.
Me too.
Did you like Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing?
Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, Blubber.
Fudge.
Fudge.
Double fudge.
Yeah, I
love Fudge-O-Mania.
I loved all of those.
He eats the turtle in Tales of a Fourth
Grade
Nothing.
Oh, I loved all of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know
what's
crazy?
Did you watch the Judy B. Jones, or the Judy Bloom book? Or movie. Sorry, the documentary.
Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret?
That one is great.
I didn't see that.
But they also did a documentary.
No.
Like, Here's to You, Judy Bloom. Brooke, it's phenomenal.
Oh, I should watch.
It will make you want to be a writer. Judy Bloom was just a badass of a woman.
Truly.
Who also wrote, like, books for young girls when their bodies are changing. Like, telling them about going through a period.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible what Judy Bloom did.
I would love to read up more on
watch the documentary. It will inspire you to, like, write books.
Okay. I'm already feeling inspired, so that's great.
It's on Hulu, I think.
Oh, perfect.
And I loved Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the movie.
I need to watch it. I never read that book
Kathy
either.
Kathy Bates, Rachel McAdams. Brooke, I cried.
Okay, I'll watch.
It's such a feel-good movie.
I'll watch.
And it's going to be one, the day you have a daughter, and like she's turning like 8, 9, 10 or whatever, you watch that movie. Oh,
that's precious.
It's fantastic.
Okay, I'm adding it to my list.
We good on time?
Yes, sir.
Brooke, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. Where can the people find you? I'm sure they already know.
You can find me on either podcast, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, or Obsessed. And you can find me on Instagram at Brooke Averick. And TikTok is Lady Efron, if you need me.
Brooke, we love you. Thank
love
you so
you.
Much for
thank
coming
you
on.
Thank you for having me.
Toodles.